Hello there, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The partial government shutdown is in its 25th day with no resolution in sight to the impasse between President Trump and congressional Democrats over funding for Trump's border wall. What does the shutdown mean for people who rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, more commonly known as food stamps? 1.2 million Michigan residents rely on those SNAP benefits to buy food. Let's get the latest now as we welcome Gilda Jacobs, president and CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Gilda, where do things stand right now for these people with SNAP benefits?
Well, right now, we're okay. In fact, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services actually issued a statement today to let folks know that Michigan will start issuing the February benefits on Saturday, January the 19th. So, as you said, there's 1.2 million Michigan residents who get food assistance. They will have benefits in February, even if the partial federal government shutdown continues. So that's good news. I think what's unfortunate is the anxiety and the angst that so many families are going through right now is very serious. You know, we have to let families know they're going to be okay for now, but if this goes on longer, they're not going to be okay. And then, you know, we have the local nonprofits and the faith community that may be out there, but the things that they've budgeted for emergencies were never the funds or the food are not budgeted for a man-made, D.C.-made crisis or emergency for other kinds of emergencies. So
it's
not a good thing.
Yeah, when you stop. So you've got this workaround at least, so people know that they'll have their February benefits. But when you say they're going to start getting those benefits Saturday, how much earlier is that than usual?
It is a couple of weeks earlier, and the department also says people really need to budget the funds that they are receiving in January. So if they need to have their food needs met for the month of February, they'll be able to budget for that.
So, yeah, I can hear it loud and clear. You're going to get, like, a large benefit, but you got to make it last because there won't be anything there if this shutdown continues.
Exactly.
What about when this, let's just say this continues and drags on, when you worry about this at night, what do you think about for these people in Michigan who rely on these SNAP benefits? What do you see happening to them?
I mean, I think it is really a shame that they have become pawns in a political gamesmanship that's going on in D.C. This is not who we should be as a country. I'm very angry. I am very upset. And as I said, the emergency food programs that are out there are not meant for this type of crisis that is totally man-made. You know, it's meant for if you lose your job suddenly, or there's a fire, or there's a sudden downturn in the economy, or you lose your job. It's not because people in D.C. are digging their heels in. Believe me, I don't think President Trump, quite honestly, has never gone a day without a meal. And I just really feel that the people that are affected by this aren't really being taken into consideration as human beings in this chess game that's going on.
And we're hearing stories from all corners of the country of federal workers who are furloughed, who are not getting paid, who are maybe reporting to work, no paychecks, turning to food banks for help, which leads me to wonder, how about people who are trying to sign up for SNAP benefits right now? Does the shutdown affect that, Gilda?
Honestly, I really am not sure. Plus, we have an asset test on food assistance. I would hope that asset test, which we hope will be eliminated with the new administration, that asset test doesn't go for government workers who are now faced with payless paydays who have to put food on the table. So that's actually something that I need to look up today. But, you know, I think what you raise is really, really important. The benefits that are available for people in our state and in our country are not just for people who are low income. They're for lots of different people that are having difficulty surviving from paycheck to paycheck, or who have to pay their rent, have to have a car, you know, paying their car payment. These are very, very real concerns for our federal workers in our state. We have close to 6,000 federal employees in our state. That's a lot of people who some of them can't get a mortgage to, let's say, to buy a house. Maybe their credit rating is going to be hurt by all of this. So there's clearly a ripple effect to what's going on in D.C.
And one other quick query here, apart from the SNAP benefits, which we know go to individual families, the federal government also puts money behind school breakfasts and lunches and nutrition assistance for the Women, Infants, and Child program,
right.
The WIC program. Are we seeing any impact on those programs from the shutdown?
Right now, no. WIC will continue on without interruption through February. But, you know, then again, you know, what's going to happen after February if there is no movement that's made on this? This is not something that we should be proud of, that we're now in the longest shutdown ever that our government has ever gone through. So there's not unlimited assistance, you know, past February.
Gilda Jacobs, President, CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Gilda, thanks so much.
Thank you.